One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai. Kosai.org.
Can I bring Steak and Cheese on the show today?
Yeah, of course.
Can we interview Steak and Cheese?
Oh, we got fireplace on today.
It's nice and warm. I actually feel warmer. Don't you agree, Steak and Cheese?
Yeah, I do.
It's our new co-host of Steak and Cheese. You want to sit on my lap? There you go, buddy.
Chicken bone.
Chicken bones are for the curbs.
I ain't satisfied till I get my chicken bone. Hey.
Come on over here, little buddy.
Goonga.
Here you go, little buddy.
Oh, we got fireplace music. Is that your buddy?
My little buddy.
That's your buddy right there.
It'd be funny if you like... If you ate steak and cheeses differently, like they were just in your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
If you're like
different characters.
If you're like this with the steak and cheese, like
yeah.
So anyway, I don't care what Berkshire Hathaway says. They have my offer, and my offer stands.
You eat it like a sideways.
You put it in your wallet. you put the steak and cheese. Oh yeah, look.
Steak sounds good.
It's so funny, like this. And he goes, "You have any spare change? Oh, let me see what I got." And I got steak and cheese. This is kind of remarkably below Sandwich Hut's typical.
I feel like they don't excel with the non-Italian type sandwiches, you know? I don't know.
The grill is where they're...
Yeah.
They fall off.
The grill is where they fall apart. Ow, yeah. Fucking...
We had cold cuts down perfectly until we got the grill.
Yeah.
Ah!
Bro. I'm not a big pepper guy.
No?
Like black pepper?
Yeah, no?
Peppers.
Supposedly it's dirty.
I don't like the peppers.
Supposedly black pepper is dirty?
That's what... I saw a video and somebody cleaned their peppercorns before they...
Pepper's dirty.
The peppercorn dirty?
Corn. They use dirty corn.
They're from the bobcat that I put the corn in.
Really? They're full of dirty corn. The chips are full of dirty corn.
I'm going to be looking at my pepper differently. So they washed the peppercorns and they were bad?
You better wash those peppercorns. You're going to find a whole bunch of crap coming off of them if you do that. I mean, that's an experiment you can run at home, but I wouldn't recommend it. It's going to make you mad.
I saw something that made me very scared.
What's that?
There's this new trend in India where it's like, 1,000 pound of onion.
Mm-hmm.
It's in onions, right? You can buy onions by like the ton on like an auction facility. And when you're looking at the auction, it's a pile the size of this office.
Mm-hmm.
Like 20 feet high by 80 feet wide by 16 feet. You know what I mean? Like,
are they to feed like schools or something?
Mm-mm. I think it's wholesale foreign onion buying.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, please, please tell me this is not how vegetables get bought.
That's how vegetables get bought.
Oh, no. Like, it was like red onions that look like the one in your supermarket.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, no. Imagine like being grown with Indian water.
Mm-hmm.
And they're stepping on them. They're like trying to, they're like examining the lot and they're just like crawling over onions.
Yeah. They're cutting them with their toenails to see if they're good, like Coke. They're like, are these even good? They test the rigidity by running one across a sharp big toenail.
Most of our produce comes from America, right? That when you go to like Whole Foods or something?
I don't know.
We just don't know.
Is anyone else highly nervous about that? I'll tell you this. I got a shipping container and I opened it up and it smelled like garlic.
Mm-hmm.
So that means it was filled with garlic.
Yeah. Chris, is this chair?
Now, when I brought it over, it was on the setting where it wouldn't recline.
Right.
Did you...
Is this thing broken?
So I think Something, it changed ever since. You're going to have to cut this out, Trevin, but.
Kyle is going to get one of them serviced anyway, so we'll have him do this one too.
Okay.
A Herman Miller servicing?
I don't know who's doing it.
Hi, I'm here for the Herman Miller chair servicing. Let's take a good look at the seat pad.
Nick, could you bring the mic closer?
Yes. Yeah. He wants to take a closer look at the seat pad with his nose.
What do you think the, I think they're like starting like $1,000, right? 1,200.
The Herman Miller?
Yeah.
The Aeron? Aren't they 1,100?
Depends on how stripped down you get them. But if you get like we have to buy three of them and they're going to be like 1,600, 1,700 each.
Headrests?
No.
What's the options?
Just adjustable arms, chrome plated base, leather armrests.
Colors?
Stuff like that. I think they're about 1,000 if you get them new with no options.
Wow, $1,350 now.
Yeah, right.
Oh, they're 25% off. We have a fan who's a Herman Miller employee that gives us discount.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And I'm a member.
Is that something?
Yep, I can procure.
How big of a discount?
More, I think 30% off that. And if you buy from the warehouse in Brooklyn, it's 50.
Mm-hmm.
If it's in stock.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I had to fill out a like a tax ID form.
Mm.
Nice guy.
And remember the PR? Did you meet the PRS guy?
Paul Reed Smith?
Yeah.
No.
At the DC show, one of the fans. Oh yeah, Paul Reed Smith, like guitar tech or something. Worked for them.
Are you ordering Paul Reed Smith guitars?
No. I just thought that was cool. It's just cool to meet people that are.
Yes.
Like Ben from Sweetwater. And
you should get a guitar, Sam.
I will.
Just an acoustic.
Did you see what just happened?
No.
The chair went all the way down on its own.
Yeah.
Oh, there's more.
Yeah. A low rider.
It's even better.
It's like when a air mattress deflates overnight.
Mm-hmm.
Low rider, Aeron.
Mm-hmm.
You want some salt and vi?
No, thank you.
I kept something dropping out. Salt and chips? It keeps dropping out. Salt and chips? What the hell's wrong with these mics?
They're new.
I don't get it. It rhymes with trigger, salt and your chips.
These are anti-racist mics. They don't pick that word up.
Unbelievable. You hear that? It's weird. You're getting the feedback? Watch salt and chips.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck? Okay, fine. Sometimes on my french fries, I like to put vit. Wow. Stole my bike. That's unbelievable. Oots makes barbecue. They make salt and chips.
Oots.
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 Oots. These Catholics at Oots. These Oots. Irish Catholics over at Oots Chips.
Mm.
Should probably. It is Oots.
Yeah, Oots is owned by, I think it's the Diocese of New York City.
Uts.
Uts.
Turn that crap off.
They're saying it's Uts.
It's Oots.
Uts.
It's Oots.
Well, that's spelled U-H-T-T-S. This is spelled Uts. U-T-Z.
That's the electrical engineering term.
Yeah.
We're talking about the chips.
Ohms and oots.
Ohms and oots.
An oot is a unit of measurement of how hard it can take light moaning.
How hard you can fuck.
How hard you can fuck and stick a microphone up your ass. You can only stick a microphone up your ass 8 oots.
8 oots worth.
Before it starts clipping.
Is there another laptop out there? Are you using that laptop?
Yeah. What do you need?
You got to trade it?
Trade.
You got to do some trading?
I got to do some trading right now.
I'm telling you right now, whether people want to hear it or not.
What trades you making?
It's all Algorand.
Mm.
Dude, crypto? Mm-hmm. I don't want to brag about crypto.
Please.
I don't want to brag. This is so stupid, dude.
Don't.
Could I tell you what I'm doing?
People will kill themselves if they hear about the plays you're
making.
I got
0.2 Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
No, 0.4. That's the magic number.
Yeah.
I was going to do a video where I tip the kid at the car wash, at the automatic car wash, $5 and tell him, I got 0.4 Bitcoin. And then I'm just constantly playing Frank Sinatra, my way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always turning down my way to tell people that I have 0.4 Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Put a little extra on it. Do something that they totally can't do. Like it's a fully automated car wash. Put a little extra carnauba in there for me, kid. I got 0.4 Bitcoin. My way. And I drive away. I put a fedora on with like just a normal outfit.
What's Algorand? Or are you just joking? Oh,
Elgarin is the future.
Elgarin is by Silvio Micali, which is a great name of a CEO in a cryptocurrency. That's always the kind of guy you want at the top of the fucking, how much, what's the market cap of, it's
10 billion.
10 million. 1 million. Algorand.
Is it?
I don't know.
I would. Algorand. Algorand.
Algorand.
Let's see.
Number 53. 2.4 billion.
Market cap 2.4 billion. Yeah.
How does that work?
Algorand is 2.4 billion?
Yes.
Wow.
Is that a lot?
I mean, that's 2.4 billion.
Can you imagine sitting around the conference table of a cryptocurrency board?
For something that I haven't heard the name in like 2 years. That's surprising.
What happens all day at the Algorand factory?
I don't know. They just try to figure out ways to steal from people. Solana's ripping. Did you see any of that pump.fun stuff?
No.
Oh, brother. Go to YouTube and type in pump.fun. You didn't see any of this? I'm sure.
I haven't done
it. You have to.
I don't even see anything. I've got 0.4 Bitcoin. I basically closed my eyes and put the fucking Sinatra on. I knew I was fucking on my way to retirement.
The most evil live stream.
Is
most evil streams of pump.fun. Yeah, go ahead and.
What the fuck is pump.fun? How the hell would anybody?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, what are we even doing with the internet these days?
GTW, now, girl tape wall.
That's pretty funny.
That's actually this guy's idea. He left a little. See how there's like a spot to touch your pussy from the bottom? He also left that.
Mm-hmm.
What are we even doing with touching the internet pussy these days? Now, if you're wondering how far Mudo will
skip over the guy's face.
Individual that decided to allegedly rug pull their audience for tens of thousands of dollars. Now, in that video, had a live streaming platform. So this video, Spawncoin, is a website where you can basically go and make a meme coin in like seconds, all right? Now, if you watched any of my content regarding Boogie2988 and his like fatty token, this is the platform where he dropped his token on and, you know, effectively hurt his audience, as I would say, all right? Now, while that story has come to pass, trenched cryptocurrency in the process now, but yeah, meme coins like you would find on pump.fun are actually popping up literally every day. Some of them can be quite simple, like Chill Cat Life, and some of them straight up fall into actual adult material. Show you the most wholesome stuff.
Is there a different video?
How to rug pull
in pump.fun's most outrageous live streams. I guess click that one.
Coins are hot again. Some of the OGs like Doge are flying.
Oh, man,
and
come
new
on.
Coins like Chill Guy, Peanut, and Goat have caught the internet's eye. But where there are a few that take off,
there should be an AI plugin that like converts videos.
Yeah.
Like it changes their voice and their face, mm-hmm, so they're more tolerable.
Yeah.
Are thousands that Pump.fun is a platform who found a quick way to monetize their ideas. In May of 2020, disgusting things are even threatening violence in some.
Yo. Wow. That's awesome. I hope they do it.
Self harm. These are the five most cringeworthy moments. Meikle, also known as the Daredev, doused himself in flammable alcohol and had fireworks shot at him during a live stream to promote his token. He ended up catching fire and was rushed to a hospital with third-degree burns covering 30% of his
what?
Body. An anonymous man locked himself in a dog cage, wearing only underwear and a balaclava, claiming that he'd stay inside until his token hits $25 million and do other random things if his token pumps. A meme coin creator under the name Crackhead Dev went viral for smoking fentanyl, among other substances, on his live streams. He went as far as to fake his own death to stoke interest in his token. These meme coin pump schemes aren't always so elaborate, though. There is a dev who pretended to have no arms, promising no hands, no rug, until finally he revealed that he did, in fact, have hands, fulfilling the prophecy of rugging everyone. Maybe the most infamous was a young user known as QuantKid, who launched his token called Gen Z Quant, live streaming the whole process before he went to school. And while he was on the live stream, he rug pulled all of the investors and walked away with around $30,000. Crypto Twitter, however, tracked him down, doxed him, and someone even kidnapped his dog, Barry, only for a number of new tokens to pop up about the kidnapped dog. Some have started asking the question, have these streamers just gone too far?
That's about it.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, huh?
I like that. I like the little kid, though.
Yeah.
He looked like me when I was 12 years old.
Yeah, that was funny.
I would never be able to pull that off, though. God damn. That's so fucking funny, though.
Mm-hmm.
I like the fact that they kidnapped his dog. I wish they would have snapped his dog's neck. Mm. And then the kid would have been like, I don't care. I'm 35,000. I don't give a shit. I'm 12. It's a dog. I'll get a dog free.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Solana's 240.
What was Solana at? Can you do 1 year?
$20, I think it went down to.
So December, about 60 last year.
Didn't Luis Gomez buy a bunch when he was here? Or had a bunch when he was here?
I don't know.
I think he bought it, like, whatever. When was he here? Like,
summer?
No, nah, wasn't it like March?
Oh, yeah, it could have been.
$75. I remember I think it was like two digits, like 80 or 90 or something like that. Now it's, so he'll be happy.
Yeah.
A lot of people like Solana. What is Solana? Is it an Ethereum level?
Yeah, it's like the same thing, I think.
Yeah, I don't know much about Solana.
It sounds like a tanning place. Yeah. It sounds like the best name for a tanning salon that Solana. Never was taken.
Yeah.
Solana.
Yeah, Trump going on about Solana.
Oh, Algorand.
What we got here? Is it? Should we wait?
Oh, this is where we just get told that we lost. This is fun. I like that the alien plot line's coming through as hard as possible now. That's the new hot joint.
Mm-hmm. I saw a lot about UFOs like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, they like that.
I've been seeing that.
That's the new thing. They're trying to get into the street as fast as possible.
Archives, seeding. Much of which I believe will likely have information that will help inform UAP. We need only look. And again, in an era with AI and ML, we can relatively quickly and easily go through it. So I think it's something that we should encourage NASA to do.
This is a presentation from the UATP task force. This is completely absurd. It's nuts, this level of censorship, of redaction on a document. It shows the redaction of how many reports they've collected, for how many years. Two of the three potential explanations are blacked out. The Pentagon, the intelligence community is treating us like children. It's time for us to know the truth about this. I think that we can handle it.
Has the government conducted secret UAP crash retrieval programs, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, were they designed to identify and reverse engineer alien craft, yes or no?
Yes.
In your book, you mentioned government employees who've been injured by UAPs, placed on leave, and receiving government compensation for their injuries. Is that correct?
That is correct.
How can the government deny we have recovered craft if they're paying people because they've been injured by recovered craft?
Ma'am, that's a great question. That's why I think we're here again.
I really believe that we should use this hearing as a catalyst to improve and bolster our air defense capabilities and our maritime domain awareness capabilities, because obviously there are holes in it, whether it be UAP of non-HI direction or NHI direction, or, like you, as you say, sir, China or any other adversary.
Perfect.
What's NHI?
That's a great question. Now, there's two guys in there that we got to pay attention to. One is that guy who's not a salesman.
NHI UAP.
And like you said, Director, China. Scary words. They're like, go out there and sell the need for aircraft to fight aliens, Scott. And he's like, sure. Let me. I'll do it to the best of my capabilities. And then he just has to go out there and rattle off a bunch of shit that no one knows about.
Mm-hmm.
NHI, non-human. Oh wow.
Non-human intelligence.
Non-Hispanic Institute.
The Non-Hispanic Institute. Got to start that.
The non-Hispanic.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're starting the Non-Hispanic Institute.
Well, that's what you fill out when you fill out a form. It'll be white/non-Hispanic.
Right.
You know?
That's the only dividing line. You're white, but are you Hispanic?
We need our own institution. Chris, I've never asked you. Are you Hispanic white?
I'm non-Hispanic white.
I'm non-white Hispanic.
Yeah, I'm non-white Hispanic. Unless I should be.
You look like you could be Hispanic.
I've talked about that a couple of times. Like an eighth Puerto Rican.
See.
Yeah.
Está bien. Es posible para Christopher to be definitely Puerto Rican.
Cristobal. Oops.
Did you like the guy going, yes?
Yeah, I did.
That's my favorite part. When they're like, I'm going to ask you brutally crippling questions that have been the straight up the blunt question. did you find alien craft? And he's like, yes. Did you try to recreate the alien craft that you found? Yes. Have you seen aliens in person and lost personnel to them in some sort of a dogfight? Yes. Aliens exist. Are they in Arizona? Yes. How long ago did you find them? 1984 was the first time I saw them. I've seen them 26 times since then. You've come in contact with alien beings? Yes. You've been withholding this from the public for years? Yes. Like, I think that went pretty good. If he's in the hallway, the guy's like,
did you eat Jimmy John's for lunch? Yes.
Yeah. What are you guys getting from Jimmy John's? He just comes clean on the whole alien thing in one afternoon briefing.
Right.
And then goes out in the hallway and talks like NASA and all like the heads of state. And they're like, Jim, what the fuck are you doing? Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm not lying. There's no way I'm lying about this. I told you guys that in the beginning. And they're like, yeah, we thought you were kidding. That's a little something right there. Mm. I thought that was kind of fun to sort of like, they've always been dancing around it. Like that is, I plead the fifth on that. Mm-hmm. They're always like shrouded in vagaries. And all of a sudden they got Jimmy, the Mexican electrician up there.
Mm-hmm.
Who's not going to jail for anything. Mm-hmm. He looks like Mexican Krause.
Mm.
That guy.
Was that guy Mexican?
Yeah, I think so.
Can we go back?
Esposito?
Let's run it back. Let's take a look.
The yes guy?
The yes guy.
Collected for how many years? Two of the truth about this, I think
this
that we
document's got yes too no. many things on it.
Okay, were they designed to identify
Luis Elizondo?
Yes or no?
Yes.
In your book, you mentioned government employees who've been injured by UAPs placed on leave and receiving government compensation for their injuries. Is that correct?
That is correct.
How can the government deny we have recovered craft if they're paying people because they've been injured by recovered craft?
Ma'am, that's a great question. That's why I think we're here.
Yes.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Yeah, that happened. Mm-hmm. Air Force planes shot down by UFOs. 100% yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that because I'd like to tell the truth about it. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But what's going to be the fun narrative that we have to believe about aliens?
Just that they exist.
They're not real, right? They're
I don't think they're real. No.
Military op created to divert.
I probably just to distract people. I mean, if I had to guess, I have no idea though. I really don't know. I can't say with certainty about anything.
You don't see this orb?
No.
No, the weather station orbs?
The silver balloon?
The cigars?
I saw some video when they were rolling out the videos on TikTok. They were saying like, yeah, they're 3 feet tall.
They're little guys.
Yeah, they're little guys.
Well, those are just the one of the kind of guys.
Mm-hmm.
The grays.
Those are the slaves.
Yeah. Those are the toy makers. they make toys.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things was you guys were talking about on a previous pod. If there was a car that was going like 80 miles per hour, but there was the rules of physics didn't apply, so it would just make a turn like instantly.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot who was saying it, but that's what they say. Their crafts. They move.
They've
and
mastered so, gravity.
Yeah.
Huh. How do they not go through the windshield when they stop quick like that?
Good question.
They'd go right through the windshield because the seatbelt couldn't hold them.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of G's.
Mm-hmm.
You'd get a lot of stopping force with G gravity.
I don't buy it. I think it's all hokum.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, no. Is it center Earth?
Like, this is the next fear. This is the big thing you should be scared of. I just
this guy's got a nice microphone setup.
Called Deep Robotics has invented a quadruped wheeled robot that can basically go over anything. Like, it is capable of going over walls. It's capable of going up and down steep hills without falling over, without tripping, breaking, without crashing or anything like that. Apparently, they've got all different types of versions of their quadruped robots. They've got power and utility versions that are capable of going up and down staircases. They've got rescue versions that are capable of navigating
obstacles. It's showing off for girls at the beach.
All weather. They can go into toxic, collapsed buildings in post-disaster areas without having any issues. They've also got some that are made for going into tunnels. And then also mining robots that are made for navigating complex environments like narrow spaces. And they've got construction ones. China's also revealed that they have little quadruped robotic dogs with miniguns on the top of them. So imagine the military applications for a robot that has a minigun on top of it and can get around anywhere on any terrain without falling down, and you can't get away from it.
There's cadence at the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Just trying to, like, I don't think they're scared of enough of you. Hey, Dan Bongino, they're not scared enough of you yet. They're not really shaking in their boots. Gas pedal it. Yeah, imagine a dog chasing you down and has guns and you can't stop it.
Is Dan Bongino black? Or just like a Sicilian? Yeah.
Who's Dan Bongino?
He's black.
Is that a black guy?
Yeah.
Oh, this guy? Yeah. Is he black?
Dan is short for Dantrell.
Wow. It looks like Sean. Who's the fake black guy?
From the Daily
Sean
Show?
Sean King. It looks like Sean King. Yeah, yeah. Is Dan Bongino actually black?
Let's find out.
Because that's funny.
That's a cool Italian black name.
Yeah, it's the first thing I thought when I saw him.
He's so Sicilian, he's black.
He's from Italian descent.
He's Jamaican. He's from Jamaica.
Oh, he went to Jamaica. Oh, Jamaica, Queens.
I don't buy he can't be just Italian.
You guys black as hell. He's black as night.
Come on, cuz. Yeah, he looks like Dak Prescott.
He's black as night. He's at Trump's Hitler rally? What's that about?
Not Trump's Hitler,
He should get really fat. That'd be funny.
Dan Bongino getting fat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be a cool new look for him.
It's not in the Secret Service Bible to be fat, though.
No. You have to be able to run after the motorcade.
You have to run with your fake arms.
You have to match pace with a
Lincoln
Escalade going 25 miles an hour.
A Toyota Century, bulletproof Toyota Century in San Francisco. Yeah. Which they're coming out with, by the way.
A bulletproof one, or just the Century in general?
The Century launch?
I think so.
It's a very exciting time in Toyota history.
Let's go to images, please.
The new
that second one?
Yep.
Interesting. I think you mean SUV?
No, they're doing both. They're doing a Century wagon, that one down there, really? And then they're doing a Rolls Royce competitor, and that buttercream one is the one I saw the launch on. It's like
really.
I'm not gonna lie, I don't really give a fuck about a chariot car, but if I did,
look at that.
You'd have to have an umbrella all the time though with you if you do this, buddy. I'm in.
Really gonna charge for this thing.
$28,000. $28,000, you're going to be able to lease it for $379 a month.
Mm-hmm.
The residual on it, 170%.
Mm-hmm.
The invention of the Century began in 1967, and the model received only minor changes until redesigns in 1997 and 2018. The original Century was based on the
2018
Crown 8, which featured the 2.6-liter V8 Toyota V engine.
And I like how skinny the tires are.
Yeah, it's kind of incredible.
It's cute.
Introduction of the hubcaps. 4-liter Nissan President.
Are you buying or crying?
I am crying on that one.
Really?
Yeah, I think I don't need a new car. Maybe I do.
Maybe you need a new.
Maybe I need this
Century van with the big mouth,
with the grill.
They call that the kelp. Not the kelp. What the fuck is that big fish? The grouper? Wow.
Chris, can you look up 2020 new Toyota Century MSRP? If you can even get them.
Wow.
Okay.
170?
170.
That's big bucks.
That is big bucks. Very interesting.
The Lexus LFA is back too. They have an LFC. That's exciting.
Is it the thing that was in disguise on the Nürburgring, or is it a new thing? That's
the thing that was in disguise.
Can you type that in, Chris?
Lexus LFA?
LFC?
I think it's LFC. It could be LF. LFLC.
Just type in LFA successor. So get rid of that other shit and type LFA successor. Is it that first
LFR,
image you're thinking?
There it is, LFR, sorry.
Is it the first thing you're thinking about? Yeah.
There we go. That's the thing. And they're like, I think they're like releasing pictures of it. What do you think about?
I mean, that's not good looking. The Nürburgring, the disguise photos are the ones to look at because this is fake. But I saw the disguised image 2 or image 4. Yes, I saw that, and it's not good, but it's better than nothing, I guess.
Yeah.
Whatever.
No one likes the new Super, right? No one's the Super is the new,
I
new?
I think people like the new Super. I think they do.
They do?
Yeah.
I like these bigger ones, the mm-hmm. bigger supercar Lexus. I think it's more important
mm-hmm.
than the Super shit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. Has anyone built a Super that's like blown anybody's mind yet? That's like, wow, look at how great we can do. Look at what we can do with this platform.
I think so, yeah.
Hmm.
I don't really pay attention to that stuff, though.
You're not paying attention to...
No, I think it's all really bad looking.
The new?
Yeah.
Not one new car came out that you like?
No.
Yes, sir. You're going crazy. Now you're getting amnesia. Because no, I remember the second the 2023 Rogue hit... You were like, where are you? I remember you called me. It was 1:40 in the morning. You were like,
call Nick.
Where are you? And I was like, you're like, I'm in Pittsburgh. That's what you said. You're like, I'm mm-hmm. in Pittsburgh. I'm getting a flight back to Rhode Island right now. And I heard you. You were like, mm-hmm. private, whatever. Just get me back there. I need it. You were looking for like helicopter rides mm-hmm. to get back. And then you were like, they make a silver one. That's the fifth one or the sixth one.
Mm-hmm.
You send me that picture.
Yeah.
And you were like, I got two lined up. There's only 700,000 of these in the Northeast right now, and I was able to sneak one. They had 42 at the lot. I was able to get one for 600 off.
How do you not get it, though? I mean, look at that.
No, you're right.
That's the most badass thing.
Yeah, you were like running through the terminal when I found you, and you were like, go, 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 go.
It's unbelievable.
As soon as you got in my car, I think you threw your suitcase in the trash can, which didn't make much sense to me because you hauled it all the way across. And then you whipped it into the outside the airport trash, and mm-hmm. you were like, go, fucking go, drive. And you kind of gave this thing about like, this is how you drive.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I had like gone around a car and like really, I think I was, it dropped to like third and like at 100 miles an hour. I was like, man.
Yeah. And I was like, that's how you drive.
Yeah.
That's how you drive.
It was like howling tires,
mm-hmm.
you know, 115 mile an hour swerving.
Mm-hmm.
And in a 5,900 pound wagon, it was you were like, this is dangerous.
We made it in time, though, to get my new Rogue.
We made it at 9:01 for them to be like, what? Smoking tires and like a ticking engine mm-hmm. with the heads were cooling down. And you were like, I'm Sam. I'm here for the... The Rogue, the silver Rogue.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you serious about that?
I was. I got to grab some. I'll be right back.
Yeah, Sam was handing Nismo parts in boxes to the salesman. But
hell yeah.
It was cool.
I drove Nissan Rogue at rental.
Did you?
A long time ago.
Did you get pregnant?
Yeah. Yeah, I was... I got a girl pregnant, and then we just had a Nissan Rogue.
No, I meant you got pregnant.
Oh, me get pregnant.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, I think if you drive a Rogue, you get pregnant. Like, you can take out, you get positive pregnancy tests for 6 months.
You see the Conor McGregor stuff?
What? The rape?
Yeah.
And his sad, hot wife?
Yeah, what's that about?
I know, she's so hot. D. Dublin.
I actually don't know what
she's like. That's a sexy, sexy chick. Yep, she's hot as fuck.
She's fine as book. She's a good woman. It's that second picture down when they're walking out. What an Irish beauty.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she's going to stand by her man like a good Irish woman.
And what was the, wasn't the woman like,
a horse?
Yeah. What did I do? A victim?
Did she just fuck a rich guy and get all mad and figured she could get 250 grand? Yeah. That big ugly beast. I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't really care. I'm not going to judge looks. I don't care about that. But it must be unfortunate to, like, out of all the broads that Conor McGregor's probably banged, the fucking horse face one is like, Andy fucked me.
Unconsensually.
I was a little intoxicated, as I tend to do on Saturday night. And he wasn't letting me go. He wasn't letting me leave the room, even though I said I would hang out with him and do anything.
Well, he was grabbing. Remember we watched The Grabbing? It's the Irish gypsy.
What was he doing?
Remember the Irish gypsy ritual for like teens was the grabbing.
Really?
Remember I showed you that?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So it's part of the culture.
Are they fighting?
No, he's like grabbing her to court her.
That's what they do?
That's very common.
Part of the Irish travelers, yeah.
Wife kidnapping?
I mean, for Irish guys?
For the gypsies?
Gypsies, probably, yeah.
I guess so.
Oh, they gotta go grab the wife.
Yeah.
I didn't think about wife kidnapping until...
Is that how you got your wife, Chris?
Yeah. You just grab them.
Is that because you're Hispanic?
You'd better not have a hot gypsy Irish wife. I'll kill myself if you do. If any of us show up with hot gypsy Irish wife, just wait for Nick. Wait 30 seconds. You're going to hear a gunshot. And the other side is going to be the side of my head blowing off into the car I own.
It was that girl that was making the drink. The video. Remember this video?
Love gypsy girls.
Oh, who doesn't? They're the world's... They're the planet... They're like a late stage attack on... cancery mill guys like myself, like that always wanted like a pretty makeup face chunko,
mm-hmm.
with like a brain disorder.
Yeah, you want makeup face chunko?
Yeah, that's what every fucking mill rat retard like me that looks like my face that I have like fetal alcohol syndrome where my eyes are a little too spaced apart or too close together. That's what the guy wants. He wants like Tiffany Amber Thiessen wrapped in bacon.
Yep,
there they are. Cooking your soda pie and then drinking Guinness with me. Ah, you're sweating like a furnace.
The guy, the groomsmen are really funny looking too.
Oh yeah. It's like Jersey Guido with an Irish accent.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like this guy. He just looks like he's from.
Doesn't this feel like if they made like frosting into a superfood? Yeah. Doesn't that like that's what happens when if they were like I've done thousands of experiments and realized that regular cake frosting is actually a superfood. That's what that the explanation of that is why Irish gypsies are hot and they did it in 2022.
They look so strange.
Yeah, you know when you watch guys freak out over small girls, you ever watch like a guy like genuinely freak out over like a girl who's like 4'11", like 90, 80 pounds?
Freak out, you mean get horny?
Yes, get horny.
Okay.
You ever see like a dude in like growing up where one of your boys is like, she's so tiny, I'd like clap her.
Yes, yes.
And you're like, all right, dude, we get it. Like, we all get it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd clap her.
Yeah. I mean, I remember in high school that was like a big talk. Like, she's so tiny, she's a flyer on the cheerleading.
Chris says that every day. No,
yeah. Yeah. He's like this. That's her. Legs out like this, literally clapping it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you meant clap like a butt, like you do a bug.
Clap like a butt.
Yeah, clap like a tiny little, tiny, anyway. But that's obviously insane, but I feel like the gypsy Irish is the new.
That's the new.
That's the new.
That's the you.
I'm not alone.
You're not.
Conor McGregor is leading a nation of thousands of guys who like the Irish gypsy girls.
Yeah.
He's got all his beer aficionado. He's got a beer now.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a Guinness competitor.
Mm-hmm. He's got a beer? What's his beer called? Famous beer.
Top brew.
Top fighter.
Fight in ale.
Knuckles. Knuckle up ale.
Forged Irish stout.
Knuckle up ale, Nick.
Notre Dame leprechaun ale.
If you drink this ale, you got to knuckle up. Scroll down.
Oh.
Is there abs? Does he have abs to sell the thing?
Yep.
What's August McGregor? Oh, that's the underwear line.
Oh, no.
It's menswear. It's underwear for your panties.
This guy told
you
me.
Stupid bastard. This guy gave me the panties. Curated range of athleisure.
So I ordered an athleisure bra.
Accessible suiting. That's good. They're doing accessible suiting.
Store unavailable.
Well,
he just had that thing.
They just launched it, so it's unavailable. You can't even get it. It's so exclusive.
It's an athleisure with a newsy cap.
With a twist. It's Peaky Blinders athleisure. It's athleisure with a twist, Nicholas.
You got to do glutes every day and get your butt as big as possible for if you're a man.
You've got to get your bum big and you've got to deliver the paper and do a chimney sweeping. The fastest way as a man to get your bum big is to sweep a chimney.
Ride bicycles to the job with your friends and run amok.
You're going to ride your penny farthing. Look at penny farthing.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You're going to ride your penny farthing to the job site to do the chimney sweep, and that's going to get your bum nice and big. Do it, images right there.
Me and O'Brien rode our penny farthings over to the iron factory to put down a few fighter
this
ales.
This is mad funny.
Those are the straightest guys in the world. Can you imagine how much pussy's waiting in the pits?
One of them.
No.
There's one.
One girl.
There's one pussy.
She loves penny farthing, guys.
They all have to share.
She's a tramp for penny farthing. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's a fast one?
There's a mountain bike version.
Wow, dude. That's insane.
What the hell is that, Chris? Get that trash off my screen.
We got
carbon fiber. Anyway, Proper 12 cut ties with Conor McGregor.
I didn't even know he had a whiskey. That makes sense.
You didn't know Conor McGregor had a whiskey?
I mean, it makes sense. Yeah, I don't know. I don't pay
Chris, are you living under a rock? It's the biggest Irish whiskey in all the world.
Proper 12?
Proper 12? Huh. Well, supposedly it tastes like shit. That's what people say. But it's going to be funny to watch a company say they're distancing themselves because it's Conor McGregor whiskey and it's not bought for like a novelty's sake. And then be like, yeah, we just have this like shitty tasting whiskey that's detached from the owner.
Mm. Yeah.
That's a good play. Yeah. That'll probably work well for you.
Oh, we gotta sell. We got Zip up for sale now.
Yeah, let's bring it up.
I don't know what to do about this.
About what?
Zip, because it's expensive. It's like $40 for 12 cans, and then it's also really expensive to make. So I just don't know what to do.
Where is it manufactured?
In Massachusetts.
Oh.
Yeah. But I didn't want to use like Chinese ingredients or anything,
because
most of these, you know, every other beverage you get the ingredient. Oh fuck me, you get the ingredients from China and shit.
What are the ingredients?
They're just like the highest quality that we could afford. You could see the ingredients on the site there, I think. Yeah, highly delicious additives.
Reverse osmosis water, guava juice concentrate,
guava juice, Cytoguard, mint. Cherry flavor, taurine, spirulina, gum arabic, phenylalanine, theanine, caffeine from coffee beans, niacinamide, biotin, riboflavin, pantothenic acid. Can't read that last one. Whatever.
Inositol.
Inositol, thiamine. It's really good, though. It like, wakes you up. Like, it is actually a good...
It's a good piece.
Drink. Yeah. It's good. It's just, I don't know what to. We got to make it cheaper somehow. We got to figure out how to make it cheaper if we're going to sell these things.
Probably higher volume.
Or just scream at people.
Yeah.
Give it out only at rich.
I lose my voice.
Formula One only.
Yeah. Make it. Well, we should market the Formula One, guys.
That's
what the fuck.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't drink it.
You can't get it.
What kind of racing do you like, sir?
Stock car.
Wrong answer. Formula One only. You cannot drink this. Excuse me, sir. What kind of racing do you like? What things do you like to see raced?
What kind of racing do you like, Chris?
NASCAR.
Wrong. You can't drink this. Not
this is
for
Formula One viewers only.
Formula One guy. You know what that means? Mm-hmm. That's the kind of sound you like out of an exhaust note.
Mm-hmm.
Sir, what kind of exhaust note do you like? Hey, try one of these.
Hey.
Now
how much is this?
It's 40.
Let's go.
Yeah, now listen.
That's perfect.
You got these slobs over here drinking $7 drinks. The drink ain't good unless it's... Do you drink $2 beer, sir?
No.
Then what are we talking about?
Mm-mm.
The juice that you drink, the juice mm-hmm. of fruits that mm-hmm. you drink, and any fruit that you drink.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a quick question.
$4.
What brand of orange juice do you buy?
Matt's.
That's made of...
It's expensive.
It is expensive. Yeah. Isn't it like 16 a half gallon?
Probably, yeah.
See, honestly, the best answer is there is no brand. I just buy wholesale organic oranges. And I have a $70,000 juicer.
I have a 70-year-old woman juice them for me.
Juicing them by hand.
By hand. With her fingernails.
I fuck her. Truth be told, I fuck her. Yes, she's 70.
She's 4'10". Legs like this.
And I'm clapping. She's
I'm clapping her ass.
I'm clapping her 91-pound, 72-year-old ass.
Mm-hmm.
What? I heard like a, ugh.
I can feel her skeleton.
I'm grinding. Now, I'm 274.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 7'3", 278.
I need to feel her skeleton to get off.
I want to feel pussy meat and bones.
I don't want to feel pussy meat. I want to feel skeleton.
I want to feel like dead octopus meat wrapped in rib bones.
Ugh.
What? I heard an oh over there.
What is the coming going on over there?
It's just descriptive.
Sounds like someone doesn't know how to have good sex. Some pussy over there wants to have missionary with a normal-sized woman. A normal-sized woman hit around his age.
Well, normal size, we're talking like 160?
160. I said normal size, not human blimp. The average woman, everybody in the fucking planet knows a woman should weigh 77 pounds.
Do we have any chocolate in this place?
I just have salt and chips.
You know what? My
chocolate-covered salt and chips.
My late... grandmother.
Why don't you have chocolate on you at all times, Chris?
If there's no quarters in the...
Yeah, this stuff's all junk, though.
It is.
Before you go on about your grandmother, how much did she weigh?
My grandma? I don't know. Yeah. She was a French Catholic.
Thin?
Nah.
Oh. Conversation's over.
Vegetable oil.
No,
interest down.
I remember when I had my first girlfriend in high school, she made like a comment, like a side
Did
note.
Did you
like,
say high school?
High school? High school.
High school.
High school.
She was like,
school.
She's too skinny. Or she's referred to my girlfriend as too skinny.
Uh-huh.
But I think it was just like an old person.
Old like, people say that.
Because back in the day, wasn't it?
Back in the day, you could die.
So like.
Back in the day, if you were too skinny, you would die.
Yeah. So like, and women. Heavier women were more regarded
because of the Holocaust.
Yeah,
And also the famine, the potato famine.
Yeah, so she was thinking about that.
She said to you that your girlfriend was too skinny.
Yeah. When I was 15,
you immediately took the receiver of a landline phone and fucking beat her over the head with it, right? like Joe Pesci in Casino.
I should have, as a 15-year-old.
You were like, my girlfriend's too skinny. Come over here. Come over here. Say what you just said again. And she's like, your girlfriend's too skinny. And then you beat her over the fucking head with a landline of a phone. The receiver.
It was funny, though, because it was like during the period where she would just...
Funny how?
She would... No, when...
How was it funny?
When older people just say
skinny
shit.
How?
When they get to a certain age and they'll just say anything that's on their mind.
Yeah, I wish some of these skinny ones would say fucking get on top of me.
Yeah.
Some of these bony-ass elderly ladies... Anyway, how do we get here?
don't know.
What does MNAV mean, Chris? Can you look that up? Type in MNAV MSTR meaning. Find out what this is for me, Chris, okay. Please.
Is this a cryptocurrency thing?
Yeah, it's a MicroStrategy stock.
Yeah.
That is basically a wrapper for Bitcoin that sort of just amplifies the volatility of what happens with Bitcoin. So the NAV is native asset value, I think. But I don't know what the M stands for. But if you buy MicroStrategy, it's basically just a Bitcoin bet, but it's a bet that's amplified because MicroStrategy is taking on more and more debt to accrue more Bitcoin.
Yeah. I like the way Michael Saylor talks.
Minimum net asset value? Perhaps.
Minimum net asset value. I don't believe that. So that's wrong.
What did Jonah Hill just text you?
Well, net NAV on Investopedia stands for net asset value.
Oh, net asset value. Okay, so that's all there. Okay. So that's the value of everything that MicroStrategy holds. But what does the M stand for?
MicroStrategy. I put M on the front of it because I've been drinking. Every Bitcoin you don't buy today is worth $13 million in 10 years from now. That's what it's going to cost. Michael Saylor, him looking as drunk, he looks like a drunk sailor. It is kind of funny that his name is like Saylor because he does.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it is funny.
He looks cocked. Can we be honest?
He does.
Does he not look like he's at like a wedding talking to someone too long? And here's the thing: no one's paying attention to, right? You're like, all right, man, we get it, dude. You just spilled your whole fucking drink, man.
Says the M is stands for multiple of net asset value from a Bitcoin video from 24 hours ago. Multiple of net asset value.
Oh, multiple of net asset value. Okay. Cool.
What are you getting information over there? What kind of insider crypto information are you getting from Jonah Hill from Wolf of Wall Street?
I would like to take out a loan, but crypto loans, they like from Salt or BlockFi used to do, the rate is really high and they also are mark to market pretty much continually. So if Bitcoin tanks, they liquidate your collateral.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And then what do they make you do for your collateral?
It's gone. They just sell it. If you're if the LTV gets too high, the loan to value ratio.
Oh, cool. Salt was how much? 20%?
What the rate?
Yeah.
I think it's like 9%.
Why, what's wrong with that?
For a collateralized loan, that seems kind of high.
What's out there? I've never even heard.
Right now, 6-8% from TradFi is what this guy's telling me.
TradFi?
Traditional finance, like an actual bank.
Really? Oh, really?
if it's possible. Yeah, I'm going to try to see if it's possible. He sent me these list of banks here. I'm going to tell Joe to look into this for me.
So I'll be able to take the 0.3 Bitcoin that I have.
You would, if you're doing TradFi, it would need to be, you would need to transfer it to iBit or Master. You would need to turn it into stock, basically.
Ooh, yuck.
Which you'd
lose that, everything.
You'll get cap gains tax. No, you don't lose everything, but you just need to turn. They wouldn't take actual Bitcoin, I don't think. I think you'd have to have an iBit.
When do you think Coinbase will have the opportunity to do it themselves in house?
I think you can borrow from Coinbase. But again, I think it's a situation where it's like mark to market constantly. So if Bitcoin has, if there's like a flash crash or something, they would just sell your shit.
Really?
But yeah, you can borrow on Coinbase. I'm pretty sure. I think I saw a borrow button on there.
Wow. It's gotta be so much fun in like the sub $5,000 market of that.
What does that mean?
Like the Coinbase guys that are have like, you know, your average kid who bought, you know, Solana, whatever, when he, you know, he sold his something.
Mm-hmm.
And your average dude who is like basically constantly gambling with that $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like those loans.
Mm-hmm.
And then just gobbling up everybody's crypto over like bad bets that people are taking and non-performing crypto loans.
You mean just when people get wiped out?
Like, yeah, people just do stupid shit. They'll fucking like borrow $1,500, go spend it on jackets, not make any payments back to their Coinbase and just lose it.
Oh, yeah.
Because they like didn't tend to the loan. Like they didn't pay anything or whatever. They were right, like, right. Oh, yeah. Oh, I owe you money. What? Are you saying it's gone, dude? Oh, I had like 5 Solana. I can imagine like DraftKings bets and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I think it was E-Trade. E-Trade Financial used to like let people gamble on loan. Mm. And that's how they got themselves fucked.
I think that's like a meme. Like people, TikTok videos of people losing $45,000 live.
Mm.
Like they're watching their shit go to zero.
That's fun.
Stuff's crazy.
You should be gambling with it, stuff like that. But basically they're going to be, I don't know. I watched this thing about collateralizing, getting better at collateralizing cryptocurrency. Like the loan that you're looking for is essentially getting easier and easier every week.
Hmm.
Because no one has any money. Have you seen the repossession auctions yet?
No, what's that?
Well, it's cars are getting, the first thing to go are cars, campers, jet skis, boats, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Right now there are, the auctions are like right there. Check on like auctions, that second one, 376,000. This is voluntary repos. And
I'm guessing this thing is probably a repo.
They're like up to like Euruses and manual, shit. Like it's hit like the higher end market now.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like,
it doesn't even crank on.
Yeah, a lot it's an of older one, but
like one like a week ago, the guy was looking at like Escalade V's and Benz and not Shelby? Retard cars, like scat packs and shit like that.
GT500. Let's see if it cranks. It's a manual too. Yeah, that thing sounds good. Got a check engine light though. This is why we come here to the auctions and check and look at cars. Yeah, it's got 67,000 miles, but it's got a check engine light, unfortunately. CarMax have car after car after car, all repossessed.
Interesting.
Right here is a repo. Toyota Tacoma. Yeah, this one's nice. It's only got 60,000 miles. No check engine lights. Mercedes right here, AMG. Wow, there this we go. Nice. SL63 AMG.
Hmm.
Here at the CarMax auction. We got the-
That's pretty cool.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
When you have the, when you see like Lamborghinis and shit, because it was so hard to get those, like you couldn't fake the money.
Mm-hmm.
That, if that guy's broke, that means we have like a little bit of a problem mm-hmm. on the horizon.
Mm-hmm.
I would, if I was... If I was stop watching the freight trades going out of New York, like Alan Greenspan. Alan Greenspan, I would clock the freight trains leaving New York, and I would say this much coal is leaving here and going to kill all the people alive, make them go into debt for you. Everybody who's a slave eating that would never eat ham. What was that last part? Nothing.
No. Nothing. I said nothing.
Nothing. Don't touch me, I'll sue. You're doing that?
Yeah.
You can't hit me. Go ahead. Yeah. That was Alan Greenspan, right? He was clocking the freight trains when he was a student.
When he was a teenager, yeah.
When he was a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
He was picking up the chain. No, he was stopwatching freight trains leaving the blah, and he was able to deduce the growth of the economy at a certain percent, which is probably...
1 penny per second.
Imagine just making up things.
You owe me 1 penny per second.
I was able to figure out that you owe me money.
I used logic and deduction to deduce, to explore and understand that you owe me money.
The freight train, is the freight train thing real?
I don't know. It was like, I think it was like I learned in college. It was like, the gist of it is like economists use certain pieces of abstract information.
That fuzzy ass mic.
Yeah.
That was Chris's mic.
Where they'll like say, coal production is up, blah, blah, blah. Fuel sales are diesel, off-highway diesel sales are up, blah, blah, blah percentage. So no matter what the growth rate is, don't let it fool you because the construction machines are still eating gas, which means they're building. And you're able to say that the economy cannot slow this much in this sector because who's paying the checks on this work and they're not leaving, you know, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
or wherever you do, milk production is down, so people aren't having babies, or I don't fucking know.
Mm-hmm.
But but imagine just making up things that you thought were like so clever.
Yeah.
And then just saying like exactly what kind of anybody could. Mm-hmm. Like the economy's going to grow at 4% this year.
That's what those people do though.
I think so.
That's literally what they do.
It is. Statisticians and economists are, because they're never like, it didn't move the needle. No one was like, oh, really? Oh, okay. Cancel the order.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's like an entertainment element to it where the more of a sort of, like, whenever you hear something counterintuitive, you know, things that are counterintuitive, you need to have your antennae extra alert. You got to have your head on a swivel when you hear something that's counterintuitive, because pieces of information that are counterintuitive, they have like a sexiness to them.
Yes.
That is, you can really trick somebody.
Parroting that stuff is
fun. By saying some shit, like if you've got two circles, right? And one's obviously smaller. And I'm like, look at these two circles. Which one's bigger?
I know he's going to want to say the one in his left hand. But something's telling me the right one's going to have more diameter.
This circle has over 300% more diameter.
I knew it.
Than
right
this
hand.
Circle. That type of shit works all day.
And you know, and I just leave and I go, the circle, which circle's bigger?
Yeah.
This one. These guys are like, you hear about the circles?
Yeah.
The little one's bigger.
Yeah.
That's how.
That works on the whole audience.
House
all day
building
long.
Is like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's a lot of things like that. Like house shit. Real estate shit.
Mm-hmm.
I hear there's a lot of Asians moving. It's, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Say anything. Wood, they can't make fiberboard.
They can't make enough wood. You're not going to have cabinets in this house.
All the steel from the nails, Mexico, tariffs, nails are going to $5 a piece.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, like, I heard nails are $5. They like gossip.
Yeah.
They're as bad as broads.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that? Is that some psychological thing where they're just like, I got nothing to talk about?
I don't know. It's interesting though, isn't it?
It is.
But yeah, that's how economists like earn their keep.
Yes.
Literally. It's just by mixing together facts and trying to create something that like tricks somebody into thinking that it's real.
Presenting a fact that you hear on the news, which like I can show you like charts of best places to move. Like Providence is number 2 in growth percentage wise.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who took the fucking stat. You know, I don't know what they're reading, what data they're reading or whatnot, but people will say that, and then it'll start like a micro frenzy on basically whoever. Like, if you told the four right people that were like, you know, I sold my car dealership, I am going to start building houses and developments and stuff like that. And like, it could shift.
Yeah.
It could put things in motion pretty easily because these guys are so dick strong on bad ideas.
For sure.
Ugh. It's like Jim Cramer.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Jim Cramer's dead wrong nonstop.
You have now completed the first hour of a Perfect Guy Life podcast. Full access to all episodes and more. Visit mde.tv.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.